let's talk to Mr. Greg Bandy. He's making his international debut. He's the managing director of Red Emperor Resources NL. Very good morning to you, young Greg. I've done some homework on your company. Perhaps I can run through that. Okay, please feel free to say that's right or wrong, or if we've got anything incorrect, because obviously the Tip TV audience want to understand exactly what's going on with the company. You've got two listings, ASX and on AIM. Your mnemonic is RMP, if you're watching the show. You're a natural resources exploration company with oil and gas interests in frontier states of Puntland, Somalia and the Republic of Georgia, and now the Philippines, which we'll come on to. The head office is based in Australia. Your share price at the moment is circa 2.5p, giving you a market cap of around about 7 million British pounds. But I'm told that you've got 6 million pounds in cash, so we can talk about that. 52-week high, 4.3 pence, 52-week low, just over a penny. What I love about this website, and I would say to everybody, OK, you look at a lot of AIM-listed websites, OK, things are not that clear. This is the clearest website I've seen. And there's a section there, why invest, OK? I'm sitting with my hedge fund hat on, OK? This is what we want to see. This is really good corporate governance. Why invest? Opportunity to invest in potential world-class assets in proven hydrocarbon provinces. Management team and advisory team have a proven track record. We can come onto that. Balance sheet with minimal overheads. Now, I can tell you, this man, okay, his business card's out of date. He said that he hasn't ordered the new ones yet, okay? This man's obviously looking after the firm's money, so we like that. We know nominee holdings in the UK, so we don't know the shareholders behind, but on the top 20 shareholders in terms of the website, so Barclays share nominees have got 11% stake and Hargreaves have got circa 5%. Now, in terms of the actual projects, we've got Puntland's 20% working interest in two licences, and that's an oil play there. In Georgia, there's also 20% working interest on some onshore blocks. We've had an announcement on 2nd of March, basically, the farming agreement signed with Otto Energy. And the headline on that, Red Emperor has signed a farming agreement with Otto Energy Philippines for the highly, and I repeat, highly prospective offshore Philippines block. Now, I'm told there's a 32% chance of success there, OK? Let's ask the man in charge, Greg. Was that reasonable homework?
I can say it's impeccable. I can't fault you at all.
Wonderful. OK, so let's go down to the specifics. What sport do you follow? What football team do you support?
Well, I'm an Aussie, so I'm, you know, heavily...
So rugby?
No, Australian rules. Real football.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Have you played that game?
I did.
And were you any good at this? That's madness, isn't it?
It's madness. There's no padding. We basically wear short shorts and singlets and we run around, you know, and organise mayhem.
I think we'll stick to football over here.
Very good.
Right, so you've got a market cap of 7 million. You're the MD and you've got 6 million in cash, okay? Mm-hmm. You must be sort of questioning the market valuation at this point.
Well, we've only been, a day and a half into announcing to the market our new transaction.
Okay.
And I think the market's getting its head around that. But for quite a while, we've been trading at cash backing and with really no enterprise value at all. And I'm just here to tell your audience and anyone that's willing to listen,
yep,
the value proposition that exists now. We're entering into the Philippines and the offshore oil province that we're hoping to unlock.
Right. So let's just go, why invest? Okay, this is a massive question for me. It's my money. I want to protect my money. Opportunities to invest in potential world-class assets. Okay, why are they world-class? How do you define world-class?
Well, world-class in terms of the size and the scale of what we're looking for. Offshore in the offshore Philippines, in the Palawan Basin, the northwest of where we are, is a producing and proven oil province.
Right.
We're exploring for oil with our joint venture partner Otto Energy in a stretch of that offshore basin that is highly untapped. But the size and the scale of what we're looking for is the ability to be transformational for Red Emperor. So
right.
That to me equals world class.
Right. So this is the real deal, potentially.
Yeah, we're looking at the size of an oil discovery for us is going to turn us into a $200-300 million company, and at the moment we're sitting in a market cap of an enterprise value of about £1 million.
Right. So. But is that because the oil price is so low and the sector's out of favour and people don't like trading AIM securities and hedge funds can't buy into that sector, or is it just a bit of everything?
Well, I think up until yesterday, our two current assets, existing assets, Puntland and Georgia, have both been quiet and been through periods of sustained inactivity. And so the market really hasn't been able to sink its teeth into an enterprise value of an asset that's near term and has got some activity going on the ground. And that's exactly what the Philippines is designed to do.
OK, so in terms of the management team, a proven track record, backgrounds, doctorates,
corporate
explorers.
You know, I'm a former stockbroker and corporate advisory and finance. Between myself, my board members, Jason Bontempo, Nathan Rayner, who is our technical director, and our advisory team, Max Capital, out of Perth, Western Australia. We have a track record of doing deals, of putting assets into companies, of extricating value where we see it and marrying up assets and listings.
Right.
Along with our technical expertise, we believe we've got a very good team assembled to not only run companies corporately, but also evaluate opportunities technically.
Understood. Okay, so in terms of the balance sheet with minimal overhead, so no fancy jets, no sort of...
Unfortunately not.
Right.
No, we like to spend our money on the ground or in the ground looking for oil or looking for assets, looking for value. So we run a pretty tight ship and that's the way we like it. There are certain costs associated with being dual listed in the ASX and the AIM, and we keep them at as minimal a level as we can.
Because that's actually quite an expensive to have a dual listing, isn't it?
It is, but it does give us access to two capital markets, and in times of equity raisings as well as exposure corporately, it does tap into two jurisdictions that we think has considerable benefit, and so the costs associated with that are what they are, but keep those costs as a lower level as possible.
Okay, so I'm not an oil expert, but this latest announcement, read the Philippines, it's got a 32% chance. Why is it 32% and not 40% or 50% or indeed 10%?
Well, you'll have to ask the geologists as to how they arrive at their numbers, but our independent expert report that we had conducted on the asset before we entered into the farming agreement is pretty much in line, almost identical to the chance of success given by the operator, Otto Energy. Everyone geologically thinks this is a sort of 1 in 3 chance of an oil leg sitting below a gas cap, and the size of the commercial size of that will obviously be determined by poking a hole in the ground.
Right.
But the geologists agree that we're a sort of 1 in 3 chance of success with what we're drilling here.
And how many times do you look back at your career and say, I'd rather be a stockbroker than an MD of an oil company?
Oh, with the regulations that exist in capital markets these days, I'm pleased I'm not a stockbroker anymore.
Okay. So to wrap up the interview, give me in your own words three reasons why anybody looking at this interview would consider having your shares in their portfolio.
We were talking today. We're giving the investment community a 1 in 3 chance of success and probably a 10 to 15 times multiple in a success case scenario. So you're a 1 in 3 chance for 10 times your money, which is a pretty good value proposition in itself. We're not deploying all our capital in regards to this particular joint venture. We're still very well capitalised.
So you're not risking the whole house on this?
And never would we consider doing that. So we maintain conservative approach when it comes to deploying our capital, but by the same token, taking on the commensurate risks for the reward that we're looking for.
Right.
And at the moment, there's not a large enterprise value built into this particular asset. Where in an upside case, we're talking about $200-300 million oil discovery net to Red Emperor.
Right.
So, we think that's a pretty compelling case when you're a 1 in 3 chance of achieving that result.
Yeah.
In the meantime, our balance sheet means that we're still available and we're still certainly looking around for other opportunities in a otherwise depressed oil and gas market, which I think is creating more and more opportunities for us to look at.
Okay. And very finally, this Philippines situation, is there any geopolitical risks there?
Very few in terms of how it sits globally. Our operator has recently been operating a production asset in the offshore Philippines region. They sold their share of that earlier this year for about $108 million. They're a proven operator in the Philippines and have an excellent working relationship with the government. The Philippines National Oil Company are also invested in the joint venture. So we think from a geopolitical standpoint, it's very sound and secure.
Right. Okay, well, I've been to the Philippines once and it was just the most amazing holiday I've ever had. Okay, Greg Bandy, the Managing Director of Red Emperor. Thank you very much, Steve, for taking some time out for the Tip TV audience. If anyone had any questions, are you happy to basically give out your email address to the website?
Our email address is on the website and we're always available to answer investor queries.
Well, if you're looking at 10 baggers, and I know there's lots of people out there, or potential 10 baggers, this sounds like, you know, a potential opportunity there. Let's take a very quick break and then we'll be straight back. Thank you.